Jeremiah chapter 14. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah concerning the drought. Judah mourns, and her city gates languish. They lie on the ground in grief. A cry of distress goes up from Jerusalem. Their nobles send their servants for water. They come to the cisterns but find no water. They return with their containers empty. They are dismayed and humiliated and cover their heads. Because the ground is cracked, because there is no rain in the land, the farmers also are dismayed and cover their heads. Even the doe in the field forsakes her fawn, because there is no grass. The wild donkeys stand on the bare hilltops. They pant for breath like jackals. Their eyes fail because there is no vegetation. Though our sins testify against us, get involved for your own name's sake, O Lord. For our backslidings are many. We have sinned against you. O hope of Israel, its Savior in time of trouble, why are you like a stranger in the land? Why are you like a traveler who turns in for just one night? Why should you be like a person startled, like a mighty warrior who cannot save? Yet you, O Lord, are in the midst of us, and we are called by your name. Do not abandon us. This is what the Lord says to this people. Even still they love to go astray. They have not refrained their feet. Therefore the Lord does not accept them. Now he will remember their iniquity and punish their sins. The Lord said to me, "Do not pray for the welfare of this people. Even though they fast, I will not hear their cry. When they offer burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Instead, I will consume them by the sword, famine, and pestilence." Then I said, "Ah, sovereign Lord, the prophets tell them, you will not see the sword or experience a famine, but I will give you a guarantee of peace in this place." Then the Lord said to me, "The prophets prophesy lies in my name. I did not send them, nor have I commanded them to speak to them. They are prophesying to you a phony vision, worthless revelations, and the deceptions of their own hearts. Therefore, this is what the Lord says concerning the prophets who prophesy in my name, who I have not sent, yet they say, 'Sword and famine will not come on this land.' Those prophets themselves will be consumed by sword and famine. The people to whom they prophesy will be cast out into the streets of Jerusalem because of famine and the sword. They will have no one to bury them, including their wives, their sons, and their daughters. I will pour their wickedness upon them. Tell them this message: 'Let my eyes run down with tears night and day, and let them not cease, for the virgin daughter of my people is broken with a great breach, with a very grievous wound. If I go out into the field, look, those slain by the sword. If I enter into the city, look, those who are sick from famine. For both the prophet and the priest go around in the land, having no knowledge.' Have you completely rejected Judah? Do you really detest Zion? Why have you smitten us with no chance of healing? We looked for peace, but no good came of it, for a time of healing, but found only terror. We acknowledge, O Lord, our wickedness and the wrongs of our forefathers, for we too have sinned against you. Do not despise us for your name's sake. Do not disgrace the throne of your glory. Remember and do not break your covenant with us. Can any among the worthless idols of the nations produce rain? Can the heavens themselves give showers? Is it not from you, O Lord our God? Therefore we will hope in you, because you do all these things." Jeremiah chapter 14.